Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Welcome back to USA Radio Network, coming to you from the house that Root built. If you want peace, prepare for war. And that's what we do every day on this show. We prepare for war. And we're at war. We're at war with our own countrymen. We're at war with the Democrat Party. We're at war with liberals. We're at war with progressives, which is a code word for communists, Marxists, socialists. We're at war with America haters. We're at war with people that want the border open that will just destroy our society. I opened up the show by talking about a couple of things that are just so absurd. The head of the Department of Homeland Security for Biden announced that protecting the dignity of illegals is number one priority. Just like the head of the military under Biden is a African-American general who announced that rooting out white supremacy is the number one goal of the military. And the number two goal is protecting transsexual and gay rights. Transgender and gay rights. That's the goal of the military of the United States. And then Biden announced today that the single biggest threat to national security, he said in front of a group of American military guys and gals, he said, is climate change. You know, it's not China. It's not Russia. It's not, you know, an invading force at the border. It's not Syria. It's not Iran attacking the United States. It's not a nuclear attack. It's not North Korea. It's climate change. You know, these guys are so full of crap. It's coming out there. You know what? Unbelievable liars. Delusional liars. But even worse than that is this news that Biden will rely on foreigners to decide which groups are and individuals are granted asylum in the U.S. Can't make this stuff up. Just the News reported on the entities who will determine which individuals and groups are allowed to live in the USA and which are not. The White House has asked six humanitarian groups to help with the immigration crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. They've only named one of them, so five of them they didn't name. One of them is the International Rescue Committee. The others include the London-based Save the Children, two U.S.-based organizations, HIAS and Kids in Need of Defense, two Mexico-based organizations, Asylum Access and Institute for Women in Migration, according to the Associated Press. And these organizations are reportedly being asked to decide which individuals and families are granted asylum. What? Isn't that the job of the president and his staff? His cabinet and Homeland Security? Since when do you ask foreign organizations to determine who gets into the United States? This consortium was formed after the U.S. government asked the U.N. High Commissioner for the Refugees Office in Mexico for the names of organizations with deep experience and capacity in Mexico, said a U.N. office spokeswoman, Sybilla Brzezinski. The board of advisors of the International Rescue Committee include Timothy Geithner, former Obama U.S. Secretary of the Treasury, who, by the way, was a tax cheat, cheated on his taxes. Why is O'Biden, and that's what I call him now, he's not Biden, he's O'Biden because he's Obama combined with Biden. He's really Obama running the country. Biden's just a puppet. Doesn't know what he's doing or saying. Why is the O'Biden gang relying on foreign entities to decide who's going to be let into the United States permanently? That's crazy. And then I mentioned earlier that Washington State is so desperate to get you to take the COVID vaccine, which so many people don't want to take smartly, don't want to take. You're smart. You still have a brain if you don't want to take the COVID vaccine. What kind of an idiot would gladly, willingly take the COVID vaccine? Only someone who has no idea how many people have died? How many people have been reported to the VAERS system for vaccine injuries and deaths? 5,000 Americans are now dead, and those are only people who dropped dead like in the first hour after getting the vaccine. But there's been a delayed reaction of many people who die a month later, 2 months later, 3 months later. And they chalk it up to something else. Study after study has proven, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the VAERS system has only 1% of the deaths and injuries are ever reported to that system. Mostly because doctors are scared to death that they might get sued or maybe their record will get blemished by admitting that their patients died from a vaccine they gave them. So doctors don't like to report to the system. So they say it's 1% of the amount of deaths and injuries that you hear about is 1% of the real amount that have occurred. That means you've got to multiply times 100. So if there's 5,000 dead from this vaccine, does that mean there's really 500,000 dead? Certainly it means there's 50,000 dead. Certainly. 50 to 100,000, I'd say, would be on the low end of people who got the vaccine and dropped dead. But I was talking about Washington State. They're bribing their residents to get the COVID vaccine by giving them marijuana. The great state of Washington has given permission to licensed retailers to hand out free marijuana to residents who get vaccines at in-store clinics. In other states, they're offering up lottery cash prizes for residents getting vaccinated. But Washington is the first in the country to try and entice people to take an unproven gene therapy, unproven, untested gene therapy with proven dangerous and deadly results by using a drug that isn't legal on a federal level, marijuana. And by the way, I'm not a big anti-marijuana guy. I mean, I actually supported the legalization of marijuana only because I think everyone's going to do it anyway, so it really doesn't matter. So you might as well free up the police to do important stuff, which is go after serious crimes and serious criminals. Right? If they're going to do it anyway, you might as well tax it and make the money. Just like gambling. I'm a big proponent of legal gambling and legal sports gambling and online gambling. Everyone's going to do it. Just tax it and get the money. So I don't like pot. I don't like what pot does to people. It's completely different than gambling, by the way. Gambling isn't in your brain. Gambling isn't in your body. Gambling isn't in your bloodstream. You don't get in your car after gambling and run someone over and kill them and they say, driving while gambling. It's not the same thing as smoking marijuana or snorting cocaine or shooting up heroin. It's just not. Or taking opioids. You're putting a dangerous, poisonous substance in your body. Just like the vaccine, by the way. So it's perfect, you know? It's perfect. But I mean, when I was a kid growing up, the reason I'm very anti-marijuana, even though I supported legalization, because if you want to do it, you're going to do it. So just tax them and let them do it. But when I was a kid growing up, there were only two things I saw with marijuana. Number one, I saw every kid that smoked marijuana had zero ambition. Zero. They just wanted to lie around on the couch, watch TV, and eat cookies after smoking pot, and then smoke some more pot. Zero ambition. They were the dregs of the world. Show me someone who smokes a lot of pot, I will show you someone who does not have a lot of ambition. Is that everyone? Of course not. But is that a stereotype? Sure. It's probably 70%. 30% probably do just fine smoking pot. But a lot of people lose their edge, lose their ambition, lose their drive, become lazy. So I saw that with the kids growing up, and that's why I never smoked pot. Never wanted to be lazy. And number two, wherever there's pot, there's crime. Care what you say. Maybe pot doesn't lead to crime. Maybe pot leads to stronger drugs. And once you do the stronger drugs, you commit crime. Because you need the crime just to pay for the drugs. So pot is something that leads to other drugs. But every time you hear about crime, every time you see a bad neighborhood, smell of pot's in the air. You know? And it seems to go hand in hand with punks and thugs. So don't tell me it's like a peaceful drug, because I don't agree. I agree that it's always around trouble. Trouble and marijuana go together, and laziness and marijuana go together. And now they're giving away marijuana to induce you to get the COVID vaccine. One thing about marijuana, I don't think it makes anybody sick. It's not poisonous. But the vaccine, I think it's poisonous. I think it's making people sick. So now they're giving you pot to make you take a poisonous vaccine. The Washington State Liquor and Cannabis Board is calling the program Joints for Jabs. True story. According to Newsweek, that's what the Washington State Liquor and Cannabis Board is calling the program, Joints for Jabs. And they're promoting that name in advertising. In an effort to support COVID-19 vaccinations, the Liquor and Cannabis Board today announced it would provide a temporary allowance to state-licensed cannabis retailers to provide one joint to adult consumers who receive a vaccine at in-store vaccination clinics. Participating cannabis retailers may provide a pre-roll joint to everyone who gets the vaccine. You don't think these are the last days of America? And there's no question in my mind. America's finished. America's just finished. These people are all just sick in the head. Something wrong with all of them. But there's lots of rules. Any cannabis joint provided to a customer must be associated with an active vaccine clinic at a retail location. Only one complimentary joint may be provided to a customer. This is government speaking. Can you imagine? We're giving away a complimentary joint. Receipt of complimentary joint must occur during the same visit as receiving the vaccination. Retailers may only provide the complimentary joint to persons 21 and older. They must comply with all age restriction requirements for the cannabis retailers. And the cannabis joint must be provided by a retailer, not a producer or processor. And if you're a drinker, not a smoker, it doesn't look like Washington discriminates. The board also recently provided an allowance for beer, wine, or cocktail to be provided at no cost for those vaccinated by June 30th. It's so good for you. You know, how are you going to beat COVID? Become a drunk, become a drug addict, get high on pot. And that'll really help your immune system when COVID's around, won't it? You bunch of morons. Government has nothing on its mind but screwing you up.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our veterans. We know you will too. Go to veteransforces.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back, USA Radio Network. Sons of Liberty CBD is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm in the best shape probably of my whole life, and I'm about to be 60 years old in just about 1 month. 1 month and a week, I'll be 60 years old. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and when you're 60 years old and you work out hard, serious aches and pains. By the way, when you're 60 years old and you don't work out hard, serious aches and pains. And I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. It would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD does it right. Highest quality CBD you'll ever find. CBD is not pot. It will not get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. If CBD is real, mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD will give you a discount up to 25% off. You get 15% for just saying WAR15 at checkout. Wayne Allen Root, WAR15. And then you get another 10% for being a subscriber discount, a subscription discount. So add them together, it's 25% discount. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. And for those in my audience over the age of 50 or above, every one of you should get the roll-on anytime you're sore. It is a miracle. Make the healthy choice and choose sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off. So, you know, why does anyone even pay taxes anymore all over this country? You know, if you are a member of Black Lives Matter, it's okay to loot and burn and murder and riot and rip cities up. But if you're a member of, you know, the group called I'm a Small Business Owner, and I pay property taxes, and I pay business taxes, and I pay income taxes, and I pay sales taxes, and I own a business, and I work 16 hours a day, they do nothing for you. Government does zero, nothing for you. Here's an article. We reached our breaking point. Dozens of Baltimore businesses threaten not to pay taxes.
It should come as no surprise to readers that dozens of Baltimore businesses located in the Inner Harbor in a stretch called Fells Point are threatening the new city government run by Mayor Brandon Scott with not paying their taxes because they're fed up and frustrated with the violence. In a letter to city leaders from Fells Point business leaders addressed to Mayor Brandon Scott and the city council and the state's attorney and the commissioner Michael Harrison, 37 restaurants and small businesses are threatening to stop paying city taxes until basic and essential municipal services are restored. What's happening at Fells Point, known for its hipster pubs and taverns, as well as delicious seafood from Chesapeake Bay, is experiencing an overflow of violent crime. Three men were shot in Fells Point over the weekend. What is happening in our front yard, said the letter, the chaos and lawlessness that escalated this weekend into another night of tragic, unspeakable gun violence has been going on for far too long. What a joke. What a joke. 37 businesses are planning to place their city taxes in an escrow account and release them and not release them until these demands are satisfied. Number one, pick up the trash. Number two, enforce traffic and parking laws through tickets and towing. Number three, stop illegal open-air alcohol and drug sales. Number four, empower police to responsibly do their job. The letter says that minor crime that police ignore is what is contributing to more violent crime. See, that's what I say about pot. Nobody gets it. If you ignore pot, the next thing you see is violent crime. It's just so stupid. Our whole country is just going down the tubes, down the crapper. Marilyn Mosby is the city attorney, and her halt on prosecuting petty crimes appears to be backfiring. Do you remember what worked the best? Two things worked the best. Rudy Giuliani, I think he called it the broken windows theory or broken windows doctrine. And it was everything matters, even something like a kid throwing a rock through a window. Even the guys who take the dirty rag and they clean your windows, the squeegee guys, when you stop for a red light in New York City. He said, all of that matters. It's all little petty crap. But it matters, and eventually it becomes big-time crime, and it also, even the little-time crime, destroys the quality of life in your city. And Rudy Giuliani did that, followed up on it, and New York City became the safest big city in America. And then, even though I hate Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg, and he's a liberal putz, and he hates Trump's guts, and he's just a loser, even though all that's true. Bloomberg followed up on Rudy Giuliani's philosophy, and he did stop and frisk, and New York City stayed the safest city in America and the lowest murder rate of any big city in America. Because where do you stop and frisk? Bad neighborhoods. Bad neighborhoods happen to be minority neighborhoods. It was nothing racist. You go where the crime is, and it works. But when you let everybody walk through the street and commit little crimes, eventually, quality of life is zero.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The company behind the Keystone XL pipeline is officially scrapping the project. Canada-based TC Energy decided to pull out after President Biden revoked its permit earlier this year. The company is promising to make sure they safely exit the project. The Keystone Pipeline was slated to carry oil from Canada through Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska for the Gulf Coast and create over 10,000 jobs. President Biden says the United States is back and insists that democracies of the world are standing together. Biden in Great Britain for his first overseas trip as commander-in-chief. Speaking to U.S. Air Force personnel and families at a British military base, the president says,
"Our service members stationed around the world, you are the solid steel spine of America."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-125.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root is on. Baltimore, when we last left headed to break about Baltimore and all these businesses. I mean, all over the country, any city, county, or state that said, you can't work, we're locking down the country, we're suspending businesses that are non-essential, that why would those businesses owe property taxes? They owe income taxes? They owe sales taxes? Tell them to go screw themselves. Oh, of course, yeah, then they'll throw you in prison, won't they? And in prison, guess what you get? COVID. I mean, I'm someone, if you've listened to this show, you know I have zero fear of COVID. Zero. And I've boldly gone out, and I go to dinner, I go to business meetings, never wear a mask, and I throw events, have thousands of people at the events, wear no mask, shake every hand, kiss every baby, hug every person. Never get a sniffle. But, the one thing I fear is getting COVID in prison. Prisons are like a cesspool for COVID. And, of course, the reason I don't get COVID is because I take 100 vitamin pills a day. Most of them are antiviral and pro-immune boosting. And when you're in prison, no one's going to let you take those vitamins. You'd be without your vitamins for the first time in my life. So you really could get COVID. So it's ironic that because of COVID, governments shut down all these businesses, but then they expect you to still pay your taxes. And if you don't pay your taxes, even though you're not a criminal, even though you're a good person, even though you're a business owner, even though you worked your ass off your whole life, they'll send you to prison where you get COVID and die. Pretty ironic, isn't it? You're going to be just fine in your own business. In the middle of a COVID pandemic, you would have been just fine. But in prison, you could die. And don't forget, murderers, rapists, armed robbers, they let them all off with no bail. They don't even want bail anymore. You know, it used to be that, someone was violent, they deny bail. Now that's not what no bail means anymore. No bail means you just walk right out. You sign like a ticket and you walk out. You don't even need bail. But God forbid you're a business owner and you actually threaten government with not paying your taxes. And I think at that point, you got real problems. At that point, they'll really throw you in jail and throw away the key. Terrible, terrible people, terrible government, terrible country we've got, terrible government employees. By the way, you do realize that even at the peak of COVID, when all those businesses were shut down and all those people lost their jobs and you were forced not to go to work, government employees all got their salaries. Every one of them. Nobody got laid off. Nobody lost their salary. Nobody took a cut. You'd think they would have said to the government employees, you know what? Being that everybody's out of work, being that the whole country's closed, and being that you are doing work from home, you don't even have to come in anymore to the government building, we're going to cut your salary in half for as long as it takes to get everybody back to work. You'll work on half salary. Nope. Government employees got all their salaries. Nobody got cut. Nobody lost their jobs. Nobody lost their income. It's amazing. When you work for government, everything just turns out perfectly. But I think the important part of this article is, in response to all the massive crime going on in downtown Baltimore, some restaurants in the downtown area are exiting the city and headed to the suburbs where crime is almost non-existent. See, this is the same everywhere in the country. Suburbs are safe. Cities are dangerous, filthy cesspools of crime and murder and rape. You're not safe in a city, but you're safe in a suburb. And that's why Biden wants to eliminate the suburbs. That's his big goal. They want to build low-income housing in the middle of suburbs. You know, all in the name of eradicating racism and discrimination, all in the name of social justice. It's incredible when you look at this stuff. It really is. What they want to do is they just want to take all the criminals of the big city, all of whom wound up either living in or being raised in government projects, you know, those apartment buildings the government puts all the poor people in and pays their bills, and the people have no rent of any kind because the government pays the rent. Those are called projects. And they want to take that criminal element and they want to move them to the suburbs, to your beautiful street where you have a $500,000 or a $700,000 house or a $1 million house. They want to ruin your life. Instead of being happy that suburbs are nice and clean and safe, and wanting to replicate them and make the big city into the suburbs. Instead, they want to make the suburbs into the big city. That just tells you how disgusting these people are, what communists these people are, what vicious haters of success these people are. Just amazing. Here's another story that'll make your toes curl and your blood boil. 180,000 illegal aliens arrested at the border in May, a 674% increase over last year. You understand what was interesting this year and last year? Last year at this time, Trump was president of the United States. Now it's Biden. It's Obama and Biden in charge. And so everybody comes to the border from around the world and everybody gets in. No questions asked. No one has to remain in Mexico. No one gets sent back to Mexico. Nobody tests you for COVID. They don't care if you come in and make us all sick. Not to mention all the other third world diseases that are eradicated in the United States that are being brought back by these wonderful people from third world hellholes. This is Joe Biden's America. 180,000 illegal aliens were arrested at the U.S.-Mexico border in May, a 674% increase over last year. That is amazing. At this rate, our country will be completely taken over. A few years from now, we're done. Don't forget, every one of them got in. To my knowledge, none of them get turned away. Right? None of them. The number of unaccompanied children in that group. Can you imagine how many that was? And once you let them in, they're here forever. No one's ever going to deport them. They're here forever. They won the lottery. But they don't speak English, and they have no skills. I'm talking about the parents and the children. And they're going to be on cradle-to-grave welfare. And the girls are going to have babies very young. And those babies will be on cradle-to-grave welfare. Senator Tom Cotton said the root cause of the border crisis is the Biden administration. Kamala Harris is appointed as the border czar, and the crisis has gotten much worse under her watch. And she snapped at reporters, liberal reporters. Lester Holt of NBC is a total liberal who hated Trump. Total Trump derangement syndrome guy. And she snapped when Holt asked her, when will she be visiting the border? And it was really so embarrassing that even Biden's people were shocked at her answers, how bad she was. Now everybody knows what I knew from day one. Kamala Harris slept her way to the top. She has no resume. She has no right to be where she is. She's a lightweight. Can't even handle simple questions. I wish I had the script in front of me, but I don't. I downloaded a lot of articles today, and what I did not download is the script of what Kamala Harris had to say to Lester Holt, but I'm going to paraphrase it for you. Lester Holt said, why haven't you been to the border? And she's like, why do I need to the border? She didn't have to talk, right? All frazzled. Why do I need to be at the border? I don't need to be at the border. We've been to the border. Who's we? I guess she means the Biden administration. We've been to the border. Yes, we've been to the border. I don't need to be at the border. I haven't been to Europe either. What a stupid answer. What an embarrassing answer. What an insulting answer to every American who was born in America. You haven't been to Europe either? Europe's not attacking us, I'm sorry to say. There's not an invasion of Europeans on the American border. There's no reason for you to be to Europe. But there's a big reason to visit the border. You know, Biden today said to U.S. troops, this is not a joke. You know, when you begin a sentence with this is not a joke, that's when you know it's a joke. Biden said, this is not a joke. The greatest threat facing America is global warming. And he's telling this to military troops. Wow. This is our administration. And don't forget, it was just days ago that he was giving a speech about racism in honor of the anniversary of the Tulsa massacre. And now it turns out that his son, and I mentioned this on yesterday's show, his son Hunter, we've now got texts confirmed. They're his texts and he's using the N-word left and right. Calling his white lawyer the N-word. Very weird. Very strange people. But, you know, that's what happens when you're a drug addict. Also important for you to realize that if you've been listening to my show for the last year, from the very beginnings of the COVID epidemic, I told you you never needed a lockdown. I told you masks are ridiculous, but you look, it's up to you. You want to wear one, but I wouldn't wear one. And I told you the vaccines are potentially very dangerous. Wait. I didn't say don't take it, but wait and see what the results are. But most importantly, I told you there was no reason to be scared. You didn't need a lockdown. You need a mask. And you didn't need a vaccine because all you need is hydroxychloroquine. And it turns out I was right. President Trump was right. Fauci and his corrupt CDC officials had a campaign where they badmouthed hydroxychloroquine and made everybody believe it was terrible, it was awful for you, it was dangerous. A new study says 100% increase in survival because of hydroxychloroquine. Why didn't they listen?
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, sponsor of the show, this last segment, VRA, Vertical Research Advisory, and my great friend Kip Herridge. For more than 30 years, Kip's been a leader in the financial industry, working at the highest levels of Wall Street as a money manager for the elite and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for their companies. But then in 2003, he left when he realized that, you know, after a while, it started to dawn on him that you're not helping the average mom-and-pop investor. You're not helping the average nice person out there. You're only helping the billionaires and these big billion-dollar multinational corporations. So he founded VRA, walked away from all that money and all that, you know, Wall Street glitz, and he founded his global investment and economic newsletter, VRA, standing for Vertical Research Advisory. And his VRA investing system is unlike anything you've ever seen before. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets year after year. I've known Kip for, at this point, about 19 years, and his VRA has been around for 18 years. I've seen it every morning to start my day for 18 years. He is the Nostradamus of Wall Street. He has a more than 2,600% in net gains over the last 7 years to prove it. 2,600% in net gains. And through his daily updates, Kip tells you exactly what to buy and then when to sell it and take profits. And he's not a day trader. Let him prove it to you. Join now at VRA Insider and get 2 weeks free. Two-week free membership at VRAinsider.com. Just tell them Wayne Root sent you. VRAinsider.com. If you're a friend of war, you're a friend of VRA. So just more, you know, proof, in my opinion, that COVID was manufactured, COVID was man-made, COVID was sent here to destroy us. There's a new video showing Peter Daszak, who's a great friend of Fauci and the World Health Organization, and a guy who's covered up for China the entire time of this terrible pandemic, describing Chinese colleagues developing killer coronaviruses. EcoHealth Alliance President Peter Daszak, I think that's how you pronounce it, Daszak, who collaborated with the Wuhan Institute of Virology on research funded by Dr. Anthony Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, appears to boast on a video about the manipulation of killer SARS-like coronaviruses carried out by his colleagues in China in a clip unearthed by the National Pulse. Daszak made the admission in the 2016 forum discussing emerging infectious diseases and the next pandemic. While describing how his organization sequences deadly viruses, Daszak describes the process of inserting spike proteins into viruses to see if they can bind to human cells as being carried out by his colleagues in China. And he says, then when you get a sequence of a virus and it looks like a relative of a known nasty pathogen, just like we did with SARS, we found other coronaviruses in bats a whole host of them. Some of them look very similar to SARS. So we sequence the spike protein, the protein that attaches to the cells, and then I didn't do this work, but my colleagues in China did the work. You create pseudoparticles. You insert the spike proteins from those viruses, see if they bind to human cells. At each step of this, you move closer and closer to this virus, could really become pathogenic in people. You end up with a small number of viruses that really do look like killers, he adds. The comments follow growing evidence that Fauci's NIAID had deep financial and personal ties to the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the DASIX EcoHealth Alliance, one of the primary proxies funneling the money to the Chinese Communist Party lab. It's truly unbelievable. The Wuhan lab, by the way, listed the National Institute of Health as one of its partners. And then they erased that mention in March 2021. Over a dozen research papers carried out under a National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease grant lists the Wuhan Labs Center for Emerging Infectious Disease Director Shi Zengli as a co-author along with Daszak. She has included these Fauci-backed grants on her resume. I mean, everything bad that just happened, that locked down the nation, that ruined millions of businesses and put tens of millions of people out of work and killed who knows how many hundreds of thousands. They would claim 600,000. I would say the death rate's probably closer to 200,000. But it killed a lot of people, and a lot of people's mothers and grandmothers and dads and grandpas. And it all was built around communist China and the WHO and the CDC and Fauci and their funding. And it's a disgrace. It really is. These guys are all so dirty and so corrupt. Look at this story. Hunter Biden facilitated deal for Democrat consultants now under federal investigation. Well, you know, that should be no surprise to anybody. Hunter Biden was in the middle of every dirty deal in the history of mankind, and he was always doing it for the big guy. His father, Joe Biden, was getting a cut of every single deal. Anyone could see what was going on with that family, you know? Biden was vice president of the United States, so he had access to all the richest and coolest and most powerful people in the world, and he was sending his son out to cut deals with them all. And then Biden got a piece of every deal. Pretty clear what's going on in our country. And the American people weren't stupid. They didn't elect Biden. Nobody elected Biden. The election was stolen. It was rigged. It was a scam, and it was stolen. And the question is, what do we do about it? We're going to have to answer it soon, because you're about to find out it was stolen. You're about to get proof from Arizona, and soon Georgia, and Pennsylvania says they're going to start an audit by July. When you find out how many mail-in ballots were fraudulent, you're going to flip out, and we're going to have some decisions to make. Are we going to keep Biden as president? What are we going to do to kick him out? Wayne Allen Root, the warrior.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.